Yeah, the Tennessee Titans. The big story is that the Tennessee Titans were told not to hold any team activities and decided to hold a secret practice at a high school. And they get another couple positive tests today. I think that brings up to, 23 players and staff who have the coronavirus. This is absolutely a huge deal for the NFL. You heard Roger Goodell speak out and said there could be consequences for that. That includes stripping draft picks or forfeiting games. Forfeiting a game in the National Football League is a big deal. It used to be a big deal because of the gate in terms of dollars that are brought in. It has big implications in terms of the broadcast side and not being able to give a deliverable to a broadcast partner for deals that are worth billions of dollars. So to threaten an NFL team with a forfeit is a huge deal in the National Football League. The NFL seems to be handling the coronavirus exactly like the president of the United States. And that's a big problem.
So what should happen? And I ask this keeping in mind that, forfeit would be an easy decision, I guess. But as you pointed out, there's a lot of complicating factors, including the fact that there's a CBA. And in the CBA, players don't get paid even from the winning team. So the winning team doesn't want to forfeit either.
Yeah, it could create, obviously, a conflict of interest in terms of what teams can do. And then you also had in the CBA, in terms of the new protocols that was agreed upon between the National Football League and the National Football League's Players Association, in terms of working out of facilities, in terms of that may not necessarily be ironclad language to be able to hold those teams and players particularly responsible. So was this NFLPA, COVID, CBA, was this negotiated without having all the necessary facts or specifics to be able to create proper protocols so teams don't even do this in the first place? That's the biggest deal. Because remember we heard at the beginning of this, remember the players were speaking out on social media one after another saying they were being caught, they were in the dark about the protocols and what was involved in it. Well, this is starting to actually affect business and what's happening on the field, guys.
It is crazy, and we saw the Saints last week. We thought have a positive test. Turned out they said that it's a false positive, and they were good to go. But they just went ahead and played.
Yeah, that's a big deal. They had it was Michael Burton. He had a negative test after originally testing positive. And the issue with that is we saw what's going on in Patriots land in terms of having positive, then having negative tests. But we also are seeing what's happening in the White House in terms of their spokeswoman, she having a situation where she initially tested negative a couple of times and then coming down positive. And so playing a game right after you're finding out there's a positive test and you get a negative test, there was no guarantee that that won't be the definitive answer whether a guy has a negative test in the future and potentially affecting and infecting other teammates in the future. They looked around some contract tracing and they felt they were confident enough to say this was contained. But basically the NFL is running on an honor system in frequent testing and contract tracing that we don't necessarily know. What does their contract tracing methods consist of? It seems we're throwing this term out, quote unquote contact tracing. But I think it's time for media outlets to be able to start demanding teams and the NFL to be able to say, what is your contact tracing policy look like and how tight is it and is it reliable enough to be able to prevent future outbreaks on your team or the rest of people in society or the rest of the players in the NFL to be able to potentially put games in jeopardy.